Hi, and welcome to this Solar Flow podcast with Blue Lotus Yoga, me, Jill Amerson. So welcome to this very short Solar Flow. So we're going to start lying down onto our backs with our knees bent and the ankles roughly underneath your knees. Bring the tip of your chin and your eyebrow center into the same plane, so they're nice and level, equal space through the front of the throat and the back of the neck. Let your shoulder blades relax down away from your ears and take one hand and rest it onto your belly and one hand over your heart space. Just connecting with your breath and taking slow, deep cycles of breath. Just bringing yourself into your practice, connecting with your body, connecting with your breath. Letting the breath be easeful and fluid. No hard edges at all to the breath. Just nice, slow, deep cycles of breathing. Inhaling and expanding, exhaling and softening. Let's try to keep a nice, consistent, easeful rhythm to our breath as we move through our solar practice today. At the end of your next exhale, take your right leg all the way over your left, thigh over thigh. And then bring the thighs towards you, taking hold of your left foot or shin with your right hand and taking hold of your right foot or shin with your left hand. So it's a version of Supta Gomukhasana, just opening the outer hips and finding some space across the lumbar spine and the sacral area of your back. To make this a bit of a deeper stretch into the outer hip, then draw the shins towards your chest and spread the shins away from each other. And at the same time, draw the outer edges, so the kind of big toe edge side of your foot and shin bone, down towards the ground. Breathing there. Feeling the opening space around the outer right thigh, right outer hip. And just noticing if your breath deviates from that easeful rhythm. If it starts to become a little bit more jittery or jumpy, then just back off, ease back out of the physical movement. So you continue finding the spaciousness in your breath. And that will equally then translate into the spaciousness in your body. Enjoying one more breath there. And at the end of your next exhale, let's switch the legs around, taking left over right thigh. And then taking a hold of the baby toe edges of the foot or the shin. And just settling into that, and you might well find that one side feels a little bit more stretchy than the other, or maybe a little bit more resistant. So the choice is yours, just sliding your hands a little bit higher along the shin if it's too intense. And if the challenge isn't enough, then take your hands onto the edges of the feet, draw the shins towards the chest, away from each other, and then also bringing the big toe edges of the feet down towards the floor. Checking in with the breath again, using the breath just as a barometer all the way through the practice so that you continue to notice any time there's any stress or strain in the body that shows itself as the breath becoming jittery or jumpy or stifled or holding the breath in any way, then that's just your barometer's way of saying you need to back off and find a little bit more ease in the body and in turn in the breath. At the end of your next exhalation, uncross your legs and rock and roll a little bit forwards, back and forth along your mat, just massaging all of the vertebrae in your spine, and then eventually bringing yourself all the way up to sitting and coming over onto hands and knees. The wrists shoulder width apart, spreading out your fingers gently, pressing the pads of the fingers and the knuckles down into the floor, hugging the index and fingers and thumbs towards each other, firming up the forearms, hugging them in, and rolling the upper arm bones away from each other. Tuck under your toes and press back into an easy downward facing dog. Knees can be bent or leg stretch, whatever feels good for you today. Let your head really release though. And as you begin to hug the forearms in and continue to roll the upper arms away from the sides of your face, move the armpit up towards the hips. And begin to tilt your sitting bones down towards your heels as your heels descend down towards the floor. So the upper thigh bones move back as the shin bones move slightly forwards. Spinning the inner thighs to the wall behind you, enjoying one more full, even breath. Inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the nose. And at the end of your next exhalation, inhale, rise onto your tiptoes and begin to walk your feet towards your hands. Hands can come in towards feet if that becomes too tricky. Hands can stay on the floor just in front of the toes, alongside the feet, or even taking the hands onto the shin bones. Keep the shin bones moving forwards as the thigh bones go back. Some weight into the balls of the feet so not everything is rocking onto the heels and your legs, your knees aren't completely locked out. Press down into the floor or into your shins with your fingertips as you inhale and lengthen the spine, coming up halfway and moving the heart forwards towards the top of the mat, lengthening through the crown of the head. And as you exhale, bowing inwards, taking the gaze to the navel. Inhale, coming up halfway, navel to spine, shoulders move down towards the hips. And exhale and bow in, gazing to the navel center. One more, inhale, extending. And exhale and bowing in. Let's take the hands into the hip crease now. And begin to press down into the soles of the feet, heart forwards, inhale and rise all the way up to stand. And exhale, release the hands by your side, standing in Tadasana, mountain pose. Feet about hips distance apart. Inhale, circle the arms around and up and grab hold of your right wrist with your left hand. And as you exhale, lean towards your left side, opening the right side of the body. Press the right foot down into the floor more. And spin the heart up to the sky as you press the left shoulder blades forwards a little bit more. Inhale, coming on up and switch sides. Exhale, crescenting to your right. Press into your left foot more. Scoop your right shoulder blade underneath you a little bit more. Inhale, come up to center and let's switch hands again, holding right wrist with left hand. And this time let's step the right foot behind and to the left side of your mat. Bend both knees softly, move the tailbone into the body and crescenting to your left side. Inhale, come on up, switch hands. Step your left foot behind your right, moving your left foot over to the right edge of your mat. Bend both knees, crescent to your right. Inhale, come on up, switching again. And crescenting to your left, stepping your right foot behind your left. And this time let's add in a little twist there. Take an in-breath, and then as you exhale, release the hands and bring your right elbow to the outside of your left knee. Make a soft fist with your right hand and press your left hand onto the top of it. So you can use that leverage to lift your heart forwards, the crown of the head moving forwards, as you spin your chest towards the left, aiming to bring the thumbs into the center of the breastbone. Inhale there, keep tucking the outer left hip back. And as you exhale, come all the way back up to stand. Let's take hold of the left wrist with the right hand. Step your left foot behind your right, crescent over to the right. Inhale there. And as you exhale, taking a twist, bringing the left elbow to the outside of right knee, make a little fist with your left hand, press down onto it with your right hand, and use that leverage to lift the lower belly in and up, and begin to turn your breastbone towards your thumbs. Shoulders are plugged in, outer right hip continues to tack back to the back of your mat, the throat soft, breathing in and breathing out. Inhale, come all the way up to stand and exhale the hands through Anjali Mudra down through the midline, returning awareness back to your heart space. Feet still, hips distance apart. Inhale, circle the arms around and up. Exhale and swan dive over the legs, bringing hands to the shins or the fingertips to the floor. Inhale and gather some length. Lift both sides of the waistline, heart moving forward. And let's step our left leg straight back behind us. Anchor the back, heel down, preparing for Virabhadrasana 1. Make the back leg super strong. Inhale and rise all the way up, lifting the torso, lifting the heart. Arms stay shoulder width apart, the thumbs pointing to the wall behind you, the fingers energized and reaching to the light. Keep drawing the tailbone in, the lower belly back, the ribs draw back. Slightly tuck the chin to the chest, and then lift the heart, open the throat, and lengthen through the crown of the head. Getting a slight arc in the upper back. Inhale there, and as you exhale, let the arms slope forwards and down, hands come on to the sides of the hips. Swivel on the ball of your left foot. Keep the left thigh bone lifting away from the floor, the left heel pressing to the wall behind you. Take your left hand onto your left, the back of your left thigh, and reach your right hand up to the sky. Inhale, reach it up, and as you exhale, take your right hand just onto the back of the head, where that little kind of occipital ridge is, that little protrusion where your skull kind of sticks out a little bit. Get your thumb underneath that little indentation. Lift the hind skull up. Inhale, and as you exhale, with the chin slightly tucked, lift the chest, open the throat, and lean back, taking the head into the hand a little bit more. Inhale there. And as you exhale, if you like, you can reach your right fingers to the wall behind you. Inhale. And as you exhale, let's cartwheel the hands all the way down, bringing the left hand down to the floor, the left knee down to the floor, the right hand up to the sky. You can turn your right toes and right knee out to the right a little bit if you like. Squeeze your left foot in and reach back with your right hand, finding your left toes. Kick the heel away from you. Keep plugging the left shoulder underneath you so the shoulders move deep behind the back of the heart. Spin the heart around to your right and up to the sky. Breathing in and breathing out this gentle quadricep opener. Inhale, and as you exhale, let's release the right hand to the floor, step the right leg back into downward facing dog. Inhale here, and as you exhale, lower knees, heart and chin. Inhale, come all the way through to cobra, click the toenails down, spread the fourth and fifth toenails out and down, and exhale, lower back to the floor. Take the hands wider now, still at chest height, onto fingertips though, with your elbows pointing out to the side and slightly up so that your wrists are underneath your elbows. Collarbones are still spreading wide. Lift the heads of the upper arm bones up and down onto the back. Bend the knees so the shins lift off the floor so they're vertical. Flex the ankles, creating like a little seat through the soles of your feet. Inhale, press the pubic bone down, lift up into a little baby crocodile, Makrasana. Inhale and exhale, lower back down to the floor. Hands alongside the chest now. Inhale and rise up and back as you exhale to downward facing dog. Inhale, let's step the right foot forwards between the hands, followed by the left leg. Lengthen, exhale and fold in. Bowing to your heart space. Inhale, come up halfway, and let's step right leg straight back down, back behind us, anchor the back heel down. Inhale, rising to Virabhadrasana 1. Tailbone draws in, rib cage moves slightly back, chin slightly tucks, and then lift the heart, open the throat, lengthen through the crown of the head. Take an in-breath there, and as you exhale, take your left hand behind the back of your head, your right hand onto the back of your right thigh. Press your thigh into your hand into your thigh. Lift the hind skull, lean back a little bit more, spinning the heart to the sky. For those who don't need the support, feel free to reach your left hand straight back to the wall behind you. Inhale there and exhale. Inhale. And then as you exhale, release the hands, cartwheel them down. So your right hand comes down to the floor, right knee down to the floor. Spin your left toes, left knee out to the left a little bit. Squeeze your right heel in towards your right sitting bone and reach your left hand all the way back to find the toes. Kick the heel away from you. Spin the belly chest to the sky. Keep hugging the back knee and the front heel towards each other though, so there's a sense of lift and containment in the lower belly, not a sense of just collapsing the pelvis forwards. Inhale there. And as you exhale, release the quad. Bring the hands back down and step back into downward facing dog. Inhale there. And as you exhale, knees, heart and chin. Inhale, slithering to Bhujangasana Cobra, strong legs, heart reaching forwards, and exhale down to the earth. Hands wide, shin bones lift, inhale and rise to little Makrasana, and exhale and gently release and lower. Hands alongside the chest, inhale up and back into downward facing dog. Inhale, right leg to the sky. Exhale, right foot forwards between the hands. Crescent lunge this time, so keep the back heel lifted. Squeeze the toes and the front heel towards each other. Inhale and rise up into crescent lunge. Exhale and release the hands behind you. Interlace your fingers. Inhale, lift the arms up behind you. Keeping the fingers interlaced, opening and spreading the collarbones and the heart. Inhale there, sit down a little deeper, and exhale. Take your right hand onto the back of your left thigh bone and reach your left hand up to the sky. Inhale and exhale, leaning back, pressing the left thigh up into the right hand, spinning the center of your breastbone to the sky. Inhale. And as you exhale, bringing the left elbow to the outside of the right knee, make a soft fist with the left hand, press your right hand down and use that leverage to twist and open your heart to the right. Keep steady on the ball of the back foot. Don't swivel that heel off to one side or the other. Keep it nice and stable. Press the big toe down. Lift the front of the thigh up. Take an in-breath there. Then as you exhale, release both hands down to the floor in front of the right foot. Inhale and pitch all your weight forwards onto your right leg, lifting the left leg up behind you. So kind of got to look like a 90 degree angle with the legs now. The fingertips both pressing down to the floor with hands underneath the shoulders. Heart moves forwards. Take an in-breath. Keep the left heel at the same height as the right hip. And then take your right hand up to the sky, twisting once again to your right, Pavrita Ardha Chandra. Breathing in and breathing out. So for some friends, just squeezing the thighs together, reaching the heart forwards and twisting open to the right and reaching the left heel back is more than enough juice. If you want a little bit more, squeeze your back heel in. Find your left toes with your right hand and kick the heel away. Breathing in and breathing out. Inhale there, and as you exhale, a graceful transition back to downward facing dog. Let's take that twisting flow to the other side. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Exhale and step it through between the hands. Hugging up. Inhale, come all the way up to crescent lunge. Inhale, exhale, interlace the hands behind you. Try to take them all awkward interlace this time, the one that doesn't feel so comfortable. Move the shoulder blades towards each other as you lift the arms up, the knuckles up, away from your lower back. Inhale, and as you exhale, release the hands, taking your left hand onto the back of your right thigh, your right arm up to the sky. Inhale, coiling back, opening the heart and the throat to the sky. Inhale, and as you exhale, coming into the twist, bringing right elbow to the outside of left knee, make a little fist, press down onto it with your left hand, and using that leverage once again to help you move your breastbone towards your thumbs. Lengthening through the crown of the head, reaching back through your right heel and keeping that outer left hip hugging into the midline. Inhale, and as you exhale, release the hands down in front of your left foot. Pitch your weight forwards and lift your right leg up. Flex the right ankle so the toes point down towards the floor. Keep pressing into your right hand, squeeze the thighs together and take your left hand up to the sky, spinning the belly chest open to your left. Pavrita Ardha Chandrasana once again. Breathing in and breathing out. Keep monitoring the quality of your breath. And for those who like a little bit more, squeeze the right heel in. Find the toes with your left hand. Kick the heel away a little bit. Feels like you're pulling those toes right over the crown of your head. Breathe in. Breathing out, releasing gently, stepping back into downward facing. Inhale, and as you exhale, lower knees, chest, and chin. Inhale, coming through to cobra, and exhale, release to the floor. Interlace the hands behind your bottom. Point the toes to the wall behind you. Make the legs super long and strong so the legs are actively shins lifting, kneecaps lifting from the floor. Inhale and rise up to Salabhasana, lifting the legs, the heart, the chin, the arms. Inhale and exhale. So once again, for those who want a little bit more juice, without letting go of your fingers, wiggle your toes inside the bow of your hand. Inhale, lifting up, and exhale, softening. Once more, inhale, and exhale of your little bound Dhanurasana or Salabhasana variation. Release to the floor. Turn and rest onto one cheek. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Turning onto the other cheek. Inhale and exhale. Great. At the end of your next exhalation, slowly roll over onto your back. As you roll over onto your back, bend your knees. Take your arms out to shoulder height, palms flat down onto the floor. Cross your right leg over your left, thigh over thigh, once again. Press down into your left foot, shimmy your hips, lift them up and shimmy them across, inch or two to the right, and then lower the hips down. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let both knees drop down to your left. So we're spinning around the central axis of the spine. So it should still feel like your tailbone and the crown of your head are in the same kind of plane. You can sway the head a little bit, or turn to look across your right fingers and just breathe there, whatever feels nice in your body. Take an in-breath and exhale fully. Inhale, bring the knees all the way back up. Shimmy the hips back to center and exhale, uncross the legs. And let's change the cross of the legs. Left thigh over right. Inhale. And then as you exhale, shimmy the hips across to the left and lower the knees down to your right side. Shoulder blades stay anchored. Keep the top of the left thigh bone rolling away from you and down to the front of the mat. Breathing into your left lung, the front side, back of the body all opening equally with the breath. Sway the head or look over your left fingertips. Soft, easy gaze. At the end of your next exhale, bring the legs all the way back up to center. Shimmy the hips back to center, uncross the legs. Widen out your feet as wide as the mat. Keep the knees bent now. Drop the knees together. Rest one hand on your belly, one hand on your heart. Coming back to slow, deep cycles of breath. Feeling the space from the twisting and movement of your solar flow. Stay here and rest for as long as you like. Namaste.